Frankie L. Blow the ground is covered up, but when you think of me, you're gonna wish me back, you're gonna love me, man. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the days they say is to come.
Was a lot of fun. It was great having the two mandolins in there. Mike Compton was playing mandolin from the National Bluegrass Band, and David Grisman was playing the mandolin, of course. It was Alan O'Brien on banjo and Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Mark Henry on bass. And at the Back Porch Bluegrass Jam Session, we had, just this last Sunday, we had a visitor from Utah, USA, and Peter and Layla were travelling through New Zealand, and they just managed to coincide with the Back Porch Bluegrass Jam Session, and Peter came in and sat in with all of us and played mandolin, and it was wonderful having him play. Very skilled player and good singer. And Keith McMillan, who's a regular mandolin player in the jam session, they just, well, Keith gave him the Gilchrist and said, "You play the Gilchrist, I'll play the Zeisman." And they swapped mandolins like that. And we had two mandolins in a lot of the songs, and it sounded great. And hearing Mike Compton and Dave Grisman play just reminded me of that. And you could tell their rhythms. If you've got stereo headphones on, you can hear one mandolin in one ear, one in the other, and it sounds really cool. So I hope you enjoyed David Grisman doing that. We're going to hear from the Lonesome River Band now. They're a fine band. Particularly through the 1990s, I was most familiar with them. Don Rigsby on mandolin and vocals, Ronnie Bowman bass and vocals, Sammy Shelaw banjo and vocals, and Kenny Smith rhythm and lead guitar and vocals. And they had a little bit of help from Aubrey Haney on fiddle on some tracks, and Randy Howard on other tracks, and Jerry Douglas on dobro every now and then. I'm going to play two tracks. One was one of their classic songs, Carolyn the Teenage Queen. That seems an unlikely title for a bluegrass song, doesn't it? But it's a great song. And then Crossroads. Here's the Lonesome River Band from 1996.
Oh, how she loved me, this pretty teenage queen. But a few years what we make it, then we go away. Many times the road you're taking leads to love or despair, and the next time that you cross it, it can lead you anywhere. I have walked enough in my lifetime, many side roads I thought would never end. They wind about and then they will bring you to the crossroads where everything begins. If I took the wrong one, would it bring me back again? There are times I prayed I'd make it, and sometimes I didn't care. But be careful at the crossroads, they can meet you anywhere. I have walked enough in my lifetime, many side roads I thought would never end. They wind about and then they will bring you crossroads where everything begins. I have walked enough in my lifetime, any side road
was the Lonesome River Band with the song Crossroads. I hope you enjoyed their two tunes. They're a fine band, great rhythm section, great groove they get going. Singing is always perfect. They're a classic bluegrass band, really, in many ways. And Ronnie Bowman, playing bass and singing lead, adds a real dimension to it. He has a wonderful voice. Oh, we're here from Bill Evans again. Now, this is from the same LP. Well, it's a CD. Bill Evans plays banjo. He's got a different band with him this time. Bill's playing banjo, of course. Daryl Anger on fiddle. Nina Gerber on guitar. John Reichman on mandolin. Todd Phillips on bass. Bill's playing banjo. And it's actually, for those that are banjo players, it's a 1939 Gibson RB75 that he bought from Sonny Osborne. And it's interesting to note that the banjo was made before bluegrass music was ever invented. So it's amazing that bluegrass music has commandeered the sounds of instruments that were never intended for it. I've always thought that was quite an amazing fact about bluegrass music. Anyway, this is one called the Kobe Blues, and he put the tune together sitting on the floor at his Japanese friend's house near Kobe, Japan. And let's hear Bill Evans play the Kobe Blues.
Thank you.
That was a little bit different, wasn't it? And just shows you how dexterous Bill Evans is with the Kobe Blues. We'll hear from Dale Ann Bradley now. She writes and sings beautifully and some excellent songs. And here's one called Grandma's Gift. Grandma's Gift, and doesn't Dale Ann Bradley sing it beautifully? Earlier this show, I better say this, make sure I get this out. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a big music shop at Anglesey Street in Hamilton. They've got just about anything you could want to buy, and they've got very helpful sales assistants there, who are all musicians. They understand the sort of things that you might need, whether you're playing country music, folk music, bluegrass music, just pop music, you've got a rock band, you're playing classical music perhaps. They can accommodate all your needs with the accessories and the instruments to help. So go and see the folks from Shearer's. I'm really pleased that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted to be able to say it on air and hope that you're all listening to that. Oh, what are we going to play? Earlier in the show, we had the Gibson Brothers. Here they are doing a song called Highway, also written by Eric Gibson. Was the Gibson Brothers on the Highway. Different sort of sound, different sort of feel, wasn't it? But they still sounded like the Gibson Brothers. The very first tune that Bill Monroe played on the Grand Ole Opry with the Bluegrass Boys was the Mule Skinner Blues. I don't think this is that occasion, but here he is with the Bluegrass Boys playing the Mule Skinner Blues. Darling, I put a high, high.
If you don't like it, just catch your water bucket.
Well, as you can hear, that was a live recording, and I apologise for the quality of the sound on there, but you get the energy of it. And interesting, in this first performance of it, Bill played the guitar, and he had Clyde Moody, his regular guitarist, had to play the mandolin, just as a rhythm mandolin, but you could hear Bill's mandolin driving that along. Anyway, come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed it. There's been some unusual selections in there and a big range of bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying investigating the genre as I do frequently. You can listen again next week, same time and place. Meanwhile, we'll take it out with a tune from Karina Rose Logston. She's a fiddle player with the band High Fidelity, and this album's called Bluegrass Fiddler, and it features her, and it's a tune called Sandridge. Thanks for tuning in. Do it again next week. Bye.
Listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.